Do you really have what it takes to be great? Today's episode is really all about getting real with yourself, asking yourself these questions that are going to determine whether you are really all in committed to your vision and building your dream and changing the world and making massive impact and being on stages and writing books and doing all the things that you know that you want to do or not. Welcome to the Sam Altieri Show. I'm your host, Sam Altieri, and I'm an intuitive business and wealth activator, an empowerment coach, and a speaker. I know that you are an aspiring or current entrepreneur who's ready to go big, and I can help you get out of your own way, show up unapologetically, and create wealth from the inside out. So if you're ready to wake up your potential in all parts of your life and business, let's jump into the episode. I am recording this episode for you poolside right now. I am in Miami with our van traveling around and there is a freaking bird just going off. So if you can hear the bird, well, just pretend like you are sitting next to me poolside as I am sharing this riff with you and hyping you up and reminding you of who the fuck you are. But you know, I love nature. I'm such an empath. I get so easily can just go into the clouds. And so actually nature, water, all of that is so helpful for me to stay grounded and stay rooted on planet Earth, even though my soul is like in the 5D, you know? So today we're going to talk about, do you have what it takes to be great? And this episode was inspired by one of my clients, Megan. So shout out to Megan if you're listening to this episode. I just want to let you know that you helped me create this episode. But, you know, I was asking her, she's joined The Current back in December. And I asked her, you know, just how her experience has been. She shared with me that she has increased her business by over 70%. And I wanted to know her experience. And she said something to me that made me realize, oh, I know what I want to record an episode on. And she said to me, she's like, the business taking off is amazing, but it's not even the best part. The best part is being empowered and taking action that aligns with my values, right? And if you've been in my world for long enough, you know that it's not about just sitting back and fondling yourself until you make $1 billion on the internet. That's not how this works. Building a personal brand and scaling your business and making massive impact really does require you to get focused, to be devoted, to have long-term thinking, to choose action, right? To fall in love with the process and to have massive amounts of self-belief and know that there are no limits. Right? And so we are going to talk today about who you need to become in order to achieve the results you desire, right? I was listening to a podcast earlier this morning and it was like a motivational, it was like a motivational speech thing. And you know, it's like the classic, like, do you have what it takes? Like kind of like Goggins style, clip. But it made me laugh because I think that in the business world, there can be kind of one of two approaches. This one approach that's like so hardcore, that's like, forget all your feelings, action, 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 action. And then there's the other approach, which is like, just do it if you feel like it, like relax, let yourself enjoy. And what has gotten me to building a seven-figure brand and impacting the lives of probably almost hundreds of thousands at this point has not been just sitting back and doing nothing. You know, at the beginning of my business, I was freaking putting in the work. I mean, I'm still putting in the work. It's just that I get to reap the benefit of what I've built over the past 8 years, right? But I want to be so real with you that you have to ask yourself these questions. Like, are you willing to do what it takes? You know, you have to get real. Like, are you willing to do what it takes? And so I want to share with you some of the key indicators that you do have what it takes or not, right? And some people are not meant to be entrepreneurs. I just want to be completely honest. Like, they don't have what it takes. They don't have the persistence. They don't have the grit. They don't have the focus. They don't have the determination. Their why is not big enough. And they literally are just doing this for the money. And that's never going to sustain them. And if you are doing entrepreneurship just for the money, like, it doesn't work. Just want to be real, because there's going to be times where you're not making the money that you want to make, or you're having a low month or a low year or whatever. And if that's the only thing that is keeping you in this, then your motivation and your devotion to your craft and to, you know, what you're actually trying to do in the world is going to fade and you're going to give up. And so your why has to be big. you know? Your why has to be big. So I want to share some of the key characteristics that are going to allow you to know, like, do you actually have what it takes to be great? And not just great, but like change the world. Because I know that you're here and you are here to do big things and you are here to make big impact and you're here to have a very unconventional life and create freedom and abundance in ways that your parents are going to be like, holy shit, I'm so proud of you once you do it, you know? But like right now, they might not get it or like understand, but they're going to be proud, you know? And I had a conversation with my dad, I think it was like last week. And he's like, I was sharing photos of Florida, like midweek. And I was like, wish you were here walking on the beach with me, you know? And, he's like, you know, something, Sam, like, I'm really proud of you. Like, I'm really proud of you. And I love you. And I'm so proud that you're my daughter. And I cried. Like, I actually cried because my dad and I have had such a tumultuous relationship. For those of you who don't know, like, the whole past story with my dad, basically, like, it was really hard growing up with a parent who was very, authoritarian and didn't really understand having a highly sensitive, highly empathic kid. You know, he just, like, didn't know how to handle it. And so there was, like, a lot of anger and yelling and just that. And that just made me close down and shut down. And so for him to say that to me, as somebody who also said to me, like, maybe 5 years ago, like, what are you going to do when, you know, the economy goes down, like, what's going to happen to your business? That instilled a lot of fear in me and a lot of scarcity. And I realized, like, I've really never been scared. It was more like I was holding the fear for my parents. And so for my dad to say he was really proud of me was like one of those things that I never thought I would ever get. But when I got it, it felt so freaking good. And so it made me realize, like, no matter what is going on in your external reality, no matter who is supporting you or not, like, even if your parents don't get it, or they think it's crazy, or they think it's wild that you're investing money. Like, I remember I told my dad that I invested like $20,000 into my mentor. And he was like, what? Like, he was like genuinely concerned for my well-being. But I knew in my soul that it was what I needed to do. And then I'm like laughing with him because I'm like, oh, dad, remember that investment I made that you were like scared shitless about? Yeah, well, I made it back like already 5 times and it's only been like a few months, you know? So it's like, trust yourself. Like, you have to trust your soul. So here's where the questions, right, around do you have what it takes to be great come in? Because if you are not willing to, I don't like to use the word sacrifice, but if you are not willing to put pause on the dopamine and the immediate satisfaction of things, really, you will get to the end of your life with regret. And I've realized this, especially as it relates to health and well-being. I love to make analogies and metaphors to fitness and wellness and stuff because that's my background. You know, that's how I actually started building my brands. I was a fitness and nutrition coach and I was helping women lose weight. And I built a multiple six-figure business doing that. And so now that I'm mentoring women in business and empowerment and all of these other things, like, it's clear to me that like the analogies run really deep because as an entrepreneur, you have to take care of yourself, right? This is like kind of the fundamentals of what I am such a fan of. It's like you have to put yourself first. And so this requires you to basically make decisions from your future self, right? When I choose to go to the gym or to do a class or to go for a walk or to do whatever, it's not always because I want to do it in that moment. It's often because I know that the future me will be so much happier because of it. It's the same with anything in my business. I might not want to do the thing, right? But like, I know deep in my soul that I will be so happy that I did it from the future self, right? So it's like, who do you need to become to achieve the results you desire, right? I realized very quickly in my entrepreneurial journey that I had to become somebody that made decisions from the future version of me. And I had to have radical self-belief. I couldn't wait for anyone outside of me to believe in me. Though I tell my clients and even on this podcast for you, borrow my belief in you so you can go have enough of belief of your own. But at the end of the day, that self-belief has to come from within, and that self-belief gets built with your mindset, right? It gets built with what you tell yourself, your inner voice, right? So the question of, do you have what it takes to be great and are you willing to do what it takes? You just ask yourself this question. Do you have what it takes? You know, Do you want to become the person who has what it takes? Because that's really what this game is. Entrepreneurship is like a personal development and spiritual journey disguised as a business ploy. And I'm here for it, you know? I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's the best decision I've ever made. I mean, I'm recording this episode poolside talking to you on a Monday, or I'm recording this on a Monday in a bikini. And for me to be able to say that this is my job literally makes me jump up and down, because it's like, this is the best thing in the fucking world, and I would do this whether I was getting paid for it or not, right? And so I want you to start to have these characteristics, these character traits of what it takes to be great, which is long-term thinking, right? Like actually doing shit even when you don't feel like it. I think this is one of the biggest things that you need to hear today, is you are not going to feel like doing things sometimes, but you must do them anyways, right? If you look at all of the successful people in the world, whether they're artists or creatives or, you know, speakers or coaches or whatever they're doing, they are doing things even when they don't feel like doing them. This requires focus, devotion, long-term thinking, and choosing action instead of being in their mind, being in their head, overthinking every single thing to the point that you're going to just like kill it, right? Who do you need to become to achieve the results you desire? Who do you need to become, right? You likely need to become a completely different version of you than the one that is listening to this episode right now. And it's up to you to decide. Are you willing to change your identity to have everything you ever wanted? Because if you don't make those short-term sacrifices for the long-term results at the end of your life, or maybe not even the end of your life, but midway through your life, or as you approach your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you're going to have to make sacrifices in your current life because of the decisions you made earlier in your life. And for me, I feel like I've always gone to the end of my life to ask myself, to make those decisions. I've always made decisions for my deathbed. That might sound morbid, but it really is just the easiest way for me to make choices. I go to the end of my life. Am I going to be happy I built this business? Of course I am. Am I going to be happy I worked out and took care of my health so that I don't have to go to the hospital and, you know, be in all these like medical situations? Of course I am. Am I going to be happy that I prioritized my personal development and healing my relationships and blah, 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 so that I could have a life full of abundance and love and joy? Of course. Of course. And so I think a lot of people are scared to do the work. They're scared to do the work because they're scared to not get the results, or at least not get the results in the amount of time that their ego wants to tell them that is okay. And I'm here to tell you that that mindset is going to set you up for failure, because you have to fall in love with the work. You have to fall in love with the day-to-day. You have to fall in love with the thing that you were building and take your ego out of it and show up and fearlessly be led. Every single day, like every single day, be devoted, be focused, and have that long-term thinking. Yesterday, I pulled a card out of one of my Rebecca Campbell Oracle decks. I love her. I like honestly just feel like she gets me. When I bought her Starseed card deck, I was like, holy shit, I am a Starseed. And I'm sure if you're listening to this and you've been listening to this, maybe you can relate. You're like, yeah, I'm like kind of an alien, like kind of a Starseed. Like, I don't really know what I am, but being on Earth is weird. I pulled two cards and they were very, very similar. And it was all about tuning into the portal of your heart. And one of the little like blurb at the end said, if you are questioning your career or life path, your guides want you to turn your focus towards devotion and this prayer. And this is the prayer she suggests that we use. Please use me in a way that delights my mind, body, and soul. May my life be one big moving prayer. And there was something about that that really just hit me, of like, we are in a huge transition period right now of like basically an old identity dying and a new one being birthed. And in order for you to really be the greatest version of you, with no limitations, no lack, fully in your power and your potential, it actually requires an identity death. Many identity deaths, actually. I have died so many times on the way to success. I have died so many times on the way to building my dream life. I really have. And if I look back, sometimes I don't even recognize myself. And to me, that's a good sign, right? And so if you are asking yourself this question that I'm inviting you to ask yourself, which is, do you have what it takes to be great? Are you willing to do what it takes? Then that's a good sign, right? Because like, who do you need to become to achieve the results you desire? What do you need to become to achieve the results you desire, right? This is how we build character. And about 50% of your success is really deemed by your character, right? You could have all the strategy in the world, but if you are somebody who just, you know, overthinks every single decision and takes forever to make your choices, right? You're like, I want you to be the person who takes fucking messy action and figures it out and tries it out and tests things, but also checks in with your intuition, right? But this truly is the path to success, is being willing to put yourself out there to be great, right? Despite what anyone says. I know that so many of you are in this place where there's people in your life right now. It could be your partner. It could be your parents. It could be your friends who do not get it. Who do not get it. Who think that, you know, you doing your thing, like they're supportive, but they don't get it. And they don't get what it takes to actually build the thing you want to build. I remember when I told Kurt, my first business investment ever, like big one. We were just dating and I told him that I was going to invest in a business mastermind. And I was like, he was like, oh, cool. Like, tell me about it. And, you know, we were just at the beginning of our relationship. Like, he didn't know my financial position. We didn't really talk that much about money at the very, very start, which I don't really think most couples do at the very, very beginning. And so I told him, I was like, yeah, it's like, it's $20,000. And he was like, excuse me? He's like, what? And I was like, yeah. But I was like, but you don't understand. Like, this girl, she basically, my first coach ever, she, like my first business coach, like business mastermind, she was a fitness coach. And then she turned, into kind of like a life and empowerment and business coach. And so I loved watching her journey and I really trusted her. I had followed her for years before ever buying anything from her. And I was like, I really just feel like she can help me. I feel like I am stagnating and I'm getting in my own way. And I feel like she can really, like, not just her, but the room that I'm going to be getting myself into. I think it's going to scare me and it's going to stretch me and it's going to hold me. And so, but he didn't get it, right? Because my fiance is, Kurt's not an entrepreneur. And though he's supportive of me and like thinks that my mission is fucking amazing, he also doesn't fully get it because he's not doing what I'm doing. And so I realized that like, I can't like not make the decisions that I know in my heart are the best for me because of what anyone thinks, even the person that I love the most, right? And so I kind of use him as like a general like gut check because he has like really a good sense of discernment. And this is up to you whether you want to do this or not. But I really do believe that your intuition fucking knows exactly what you need to do, where you need to be, the actions you need to take. And it's your mind is the thing that's getting in your way. And so I want to invite you to ask yourself this question. Do I have what it takes to be great? Right? Do you have what it takes to be great? And also, who do you need to become to achieve the results you desire? This is about identity. This is about character traits and character development. This is about evolving your personality. Because personality is not permanent. Personality is not something that you're just born with and you're stuck with it for the rest of your life. You can literally change. And in fact, you have to change who you are in order to have the results that you desire. There's no way that the version of me from 10 years ago could have ever created the results that I've created because I wasn't that person to be able to create it and hold it and do it yet. Keyword yet. Right. And so I want you to think from your future self. I want you to think from the place of already having it, from the place of already having the success and from the place of already creating the impact and the income and the dream life. Think from that place. Do not think to it. Think from the future. What would she have done? What would she have said? Who would she have become? What rooms, what actions, what whatevers, right? That is the most important question. And this is what true embodiment is. It's actually living in the end. It's living in the end now. It's deciding to live in the end today, presently, no matter what anything in your external reality is saying. And this is how personally I've made all of my quantum leaps, is by living in the end. is by saying and asking myself the question of, okay, well, when I'm scared shitless to do something, or I'm scared shitless to invest or whatever, but I know that I'm scared because that fear is trying to protect me from the next level. Not scared because it's not aligned. There's a difference between being scared to do something because it's outside of your comfort zone and you're like, oh my God. And the feeling of like, yeah, this isn't aligned. You're not even scared. It's not a feeling of fear. It's actually a feeling of misalignment. There's a difference between those two things. And I want to be clear on that, but I'm talking about when you're scared, when your mind is coming up with all the reasons why you shouldn't do it, or when your mind is coming up with all the reasons why X, Y, and Z, right? But in your body, in your gut, you know that it's like the freaking catapult. That's how I felt making my last investment personally. I was really scared, right? And also I knew that she could help me, and it's already paid off 10x or maybe 5x at this point. But when you know, you know. And there's something to be said about like having a knowing and not taking action on it. That's incongruence. That's like actually not taking action with your highest self. And so I really want you to be in the habit when doing anything in your life, relationship, business, career, around making decisions from your future self. WWFD. What would future self do? Not what would Jesus do. What would future self do? Because your future self, your highest self, is not like a different... She's not like a more successful version of you or anything like that. Like, yes, she might have more success, but she actually is the same version of you, but she's just taking different actions and has different habits and it has a completely upgraded way of thinking, mindset, embodiment, all of this. And so this is like, this is the meat, baby. This is the core. This is it. Right? Do you have what it takes to be great? And then who do you have to become to have the results you desire? I want you to take this as a journal prompt and then go do it. Who do you need to become in order to achieve the results you desire? Likely, you have to be somebody who uses your voice more, who speaks up, who trusts yourself more, who makes decisions, who says no, who sets boundaries, who stands firmer in her power. All these things. There's so many more things, right? I don't know your exact unique situation, but what I can tell you right now is that as you begin to make more and more decisions from your future self, your life is going to dramatically change. And that is how I've gotten myself in the place that I am today, which is actually living my dream life and sitting here poolside with my oracle cards and my journal being like, holy shit. And I feel this deep sense of like, oh my gosh, I want everyone to experience what it means to live a life of complete and total freedom and abundance, because it is possible. But it starts from the feeling state. It starts from who do you need to become, because you can't get to where I am and where you want to be when you're in a place of scarcity and lack and frustration. No, we have to surrender to the process. You have to love the work. You have to find ways to enjoy the journey. You have to fall in love with who you are becoming. Forgive yourself for all the past versions of you. Forgive yourself for not getting there, air quotes, faster, right? Because I've had to forgive myself and let the old version of me fall away and die so many times. And I want to just normalize that in this journey, you know, but it's only painful if you hold on, right? You cause yourself that suffering. So let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And know that you're exactly where you need to be, that you're listening to this podcast on purpose. And are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to do what it takes? And who do you need to become to achieve the results that you desire? Right? There is a way that that version of you walks, talks, acts, makes decisions, eats, all of it. Are you being her now? If not, that is okay. Don't shame yourself into change. Acknowledge it, accept it, and then from that empowered place, decide, I'm no longer doing X, Y, and Z. I'm no longer available for the bullshit. I'm no longer available for playing small. I'm no longer available for hiding. I'm no longer available for not using my voice. I'm no longer available for waiting. I'm no longer available for victim. I'm no longer available for blaming. I'm no longer available for, there's so many things. What are you no longer available for? And who do you need to become to have the results that you desire? It's likely going to require some shifts, right? And this is kind of the core of what we do inside of The Current. You guys have heard me talk about this, but it's like transformation from the inside out. It starts with who you're being. It starts with your identity. It starts with how you show up. It starts with how you talk to yourself. Your inner talk, your self-talk, is literally responsible for your external reality. So right now, if you're telling yourself lies and limitations and lack and things about yourself that you don't want to be true, you're telling yourself, oh God, I should be here by now. Oh God, I'm not good enough. Oh God, nobody wants to buy from me. Oh God, it's not working. That's what's going to happen. But you have to flip the script. Flip the script. Remember that every single story you tell yourself, every single day, every single moment, every single decision, you get to choose and write a new story. You are the writer. You are the creator. You are the master of your life. So remember that. Remember that you hold all of the power. You hold the keys to your greatest transformation. The success and all of the freedom and the abundance and the impact and the income and the bank account and the body and the business, that's all a result of who you are being, how you are thinking, how you are showing up. So one last time, are you willing to do what it takes? Do you have what it takes to be great? What and who do you need to become to achieve the results that you desire? Who do you need to become? Who is it? Because that is the work right there. Practice every single day, waking up and being her every single freaking day. And when you're not being her, forgive yourself and move on and be her the next moment and the next moment and the next hour. Because every single second, millisecond, you have the choice to become her and act like her and show up like her and make decisions like her and eat like her and move like her and take action like her and love like her and speak like her. She is your guiding light. WWFD. What would future self do? And then make decisions from that place, because that is going to be the fastest quantum leap growth moment that you decide to have. It's up to you, baby. So I love you. Thank you for being here. I'm so excited to hear if this episode amped you up, fired you up, got you hype. Send this to a friend that just needs this little pump up reminder of who the fuck she is. Send this to a girlfriend, a cousin, a parent, anyone that's like, damn, I needed this message. And I think you do too, because that is how this podcast grows. And as you know, this is my biggest desire. I've been looking at, just growing this show and pouring more and more energy into it. And our audience listener base is growing. And I just want to say thank you for that. I appreciate you so freaking much. I love you. I am in so much deep gratitude for how the show is spreading and growing like wildfire. And it's my biggest passion is speaking. And I am so excited to be hosting a live event at some point. It is coming. It's not the time right now, but I know that it is coming and I am planting the seed. And oh gosh, I can't wait to just fill you in all the things. But for now, I just really felt like this is exactly what you needed to hear. And I would love to hear if it is exactly what you needed to hear. Just shoot me a message on Instagram. I love when you tag me, tag the show, and let me know what your biggest takeaway is. Now, I love you. Go do fucking great things. Right? And remember, come back to who do you need to become to achieve the results that you desire? And let's freaking build this empire of yours. Let's be the trailblazer that you know that you're here to be. And if you want support in that journey and you know that I'm the mentor for you and you know that I'm the one that's going to light a fire in your butt and get you to do all the things, then shoot me a message, reach out to me. We can talk about one-on-one sessions, The Current, or any other mentorship options that you're interested in. I love you so much. Thank you again for being here, and I'll catch you on the next one.